WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's Place to Talk.
Hip hip hooray, let's give a cheer. It's 9 a.m., the signal's clear. Our favorite host is in the chair. The Truman Show is on the air.
It's The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County.
The Truman Show is on the air. The Truman Show is on the air.
Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good morning, Rutherford County. Oh, what a beautiful song sung by a really great entertainer. I can't think of his name right now, but we're going to go. I want to let you know the first part of this show is brought to you by Middle Tennessee Ear, Nose, and Throat. Did you know that 7 out of 10 Americans suffer a hearing loss after the age of 50?
Huh?
Then you really need these earphones that we've got here in the studio.
What'd you say?
But there is a way to restore your hearing, and you need to give Middle Tennessee Ear, Nose, and Throat a call today. Middle Tennessee Ear, Nose, and Throat has been Rutherford County's trusted provider of taking care of all the coughing, sneezing, stuffed-up feelings for almost two decades. Their team of caring physicians, audiologists, nurses, and administrators are standing ready for you and your family so you can improve your style of healthy living. They also have a mobile hearing unit that will actually come to your home, diagnose, and fit you with a hearing device right in the comfort of your living room. Call Middle Tennessee Ear, Nose, and Throat today at 848-9265. 848-9265. I have two of my favorite people and favorite entertainers. We have Mr. John Blankenship, who you just got through listening to. And we have Mr. Avent Lane, who plays the cello as good as anybody that I know of.
Cello. Well, I love cello, don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Well, it just seems to be a little classier sound than bass guitar.
That's not a guitar.
It's not a guitar and it's not a cello, so what is it,
David? It's a double bass.
Double bass.
Okay. Or a contrabass.
Or an upright bass.
Upright bass. Doghouse bass. Bulldog bass.
Uh-huh.
You know, bull bass.
So they really haven't come to a consensus of what the instrument actually is yet, right?
Now, Avent plays the electric guitar as well.
Oh, does he?
I play the electric bass.
Oh, really? Yeah. I've never heard you play that. We're going to have to have
that on. Yeah, you have.
No, I have not.
You heard me when we were at a square dance checking the parking lot and stuff back in the old deputy days.
Yeah.
Don't you remember Big Daddy's? I walked in there and everybody said,
hey, Walter Hill at the Red Barn.
Right. And I'm sitting there and everybody's going, hey, grab a bass, play some bass. And I'm going, well, I can't do that. And next thing you know, I'm up on the thing.
But I didn't get to listen. I was grabbing one of the guys and putting him in the car and arresting him. I can't figure what. I knew I didn't have any help that night.
Well, that was a good square dance. You remember that?
I do. That place was rock.
And you played electric bass at the square dance?
Yeah, well.
That seems a little.
That was old honky tonk.
That seems a little weird.
No, it's not weird.
Big Daddy Bradley.
Big Daddy Bradley.
Yeah. Seems weird to me.
He had Bradley's Paving, I think.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Now, you guys played at Woodbury on Saturday morning. And that was one of the more fun outings that we've had in a long time. You guys were great. It was inside. Debbie and Mike Vaughn
right.
Own the place.
Yeah.
And have a restaurant and a feed mill and a antique place all in one building. It was just absolute. And behind it, the river ran. And, and they have outside tables. And, boy, what a unique setting that was.
Yeah.
The
really
old feed store and antique mall. And their
and they sell feed.
Their restaurant's called
Their
restaurant's called The Gathering Place.
The Gathering Place. Yeah,
because
right.
What Debbie told me was years and years ago, that old feed store was the gathering place. That's where folks in town would gather. And so that's hence the name of her cafe. Wasn't her food good?
It was excellent. I couldn't understand why some of the people that sat down to eat, they put horse feed in front of them. There's got to be, I don't know really what the catch was to that.
That was Dan Whittle.
Yeah, Dan was one of them. Yeah, he really enjoyed
he's the only
it,
one.
Too.
Those are bean sprouts.
That's the only one I saw.
Best day he's ever eaten.
So, we're glad you came out. We appreciate you coming
out. The music was out of this world. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody, people that were over there shopping in the antique place, in the feed mill, were coming over and listening to you guys sing. It was really it was a great day.
It was. And it was beautiful.
Yeah, gorgeous out there.
And
So I know we're going to be listening to some good music this morning and Tall Tales and all that other stuff. So what do we got online, John?
Well, let me mention a couple of things, lest I forget. One is, you may know, the Radioville Mill is reopening on March 13th. Mm-hmm. They're going to be open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Wow.
The Fords, who have goodness for years, have had Goodness Gracious Cafe here.
Great place.
Have and own the old Reedy House, the Corners, out in Reedyville as well.
They don't have to go very far. To
no, they've purchased the mill, and they're going to be having breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I believe, those 3 days. And we've been invited back. Johnny B and the Balladeers, we'll be playing Saturday mornings.
Oh, great.
Again, starting on March 15th. Mm-hmm. And folks, check them out on Facebook and their website for all their hours and menus.
Do they have their menu on? Oh, wow.
I don't know if they have it on yet, but I'm sure they will, because these folks are... you know, these folks are true restaurateurs and really talented folks. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, Karen Ford, I was hoping she'd be on with us this morning, but she's actually doing a catering event this morning and could not be here, so expressed her regrets. But I hope we'll have a time to come back and bring her on, let her give you all the firsthand information.
Oh, that'd be fun.
About the meal. The other thing I wanted to mention is I have another dear friend here in town, Cindy Verbeaten, and I will be working on a production of a Smoke on the Mountain Homecoming at the Center for the Arts here in June. It's going to run June 13th through June 29th.
Here in Murfreesboro?
Here in Murfreesboro, the Center for the Arts. Mm-hmm. That's the third installment of the Smoke on the Mountain trilogy. The first one being Smoke on the Mountain, the second one being Sanders Family Christmas, and this third and final installment so far called Smoke on the Mountain Homecoming. It's a bluegrass gospel comedy like the other two, and hilarious and A lot of good music.
Is it going to be different? Each one of them is different. The songs are different.
And
the makeup. It's not like these not the John Fords, but the Westerns that John Wayne had, where it would be the same story but with different actors.
Well, it's like a trilogy because the story evolves. You know, things happen in the second story that didn't happen in the first. The romance of my daughter June and the preacher Mervyn Oglethorpe, then they eventually marry.
I didn't know you had a daughter, June.
Oh yeah, and Burl as Burl Sanders, I do.
Oh, okay.
And then the third story, she's expecting a child, and oh yeah, the story has a lot of evolution to it, which is it all builds on itself, which makes it all the funnier.
So you believe in evolution?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Looking at Avin, I do.
Yeah. It's going backwards instead of forward. <isn't it? laughs>
Yeah. What do you call that? Delution?
Okay. Yuck it up.
And I also know that the Center for the Arts' big annual fundraiser, the Backstage Bash, is coming up here in March. Mm-hmm. And I encourage
March
folks
to go. March is going to be a busy month.
Yeah, they need to go on the Center for the Arts website and check that out. But anyway, we'll...
Everybody's ready to get out.
Yeah.
You'll hear more about Smoke on the Mountain as we go along. Coming, we hope. But today, Truman, I brought a trivia question for you.
Naturally.
We will see if you can name the man who has been titled and called the father of American music.
The father of American music.
The father of American music. That's what he's known as.
Now, is this something he's made up? Because I've never heard anybody call him the father of American music.
Was well after his lifetime that he was given that title.
Give me a hint. What era?
Well, let me say this. He's also the first professional songwriter. Although he didn't do, you know, very well financially at it, he is the innovator who began what I'd call the profession of professional songwriter. And very tragic, very sad story. But we're talking somebody who died before the Civil War was over. Hmm. Born in 1837.
Oh, wrote Swanee River.
You got it.
Yeah.
went right out of my head.
Stephen Foster.
Yes,
I kind of got him on my brain last night and started looking at some history about him. Born in 1826 and died at the age of 37.
Wow.
In 1964. Yes. Very prolific. First one to try his hand at professional songwriting. But of course, back then, when copyright laws weren't like they are now and publishers weren't like they are now. You know, he made his money selling sheet music, and other publishers would just duplicate it and sell it themselves without him getting a penny.
Never saw the Suwannee River either.
No, never went south to see. I think he made one trip maybe to Louisiana, but we know the Suwannee River's in Florida. He never really went to the south but one time. But eventually ended up in New York with his wife and daughter, and they left him. Very tragic story. And I've got a theory of a lullaby he wrote.
Sounds like a typical musician or songwriter, you know.
Yeah.
But he became feverish and ill with some kind of thing. Sounds like the flu or a virus. And in this rundown hotel room, got up to go to the basin, fell, hit his head on the basin, gouged his head, was taken to the hospital. And this is the day before antibiotics and all that, and died 3 days later. The age of 37. They found in his pocket, I wrote this down, they found in his pocket a slip of paper which said...
Omar Khayyam's poem.
Sorry.
Where was it?
You're going to have to explain that.
He had 38 cents in Civil War script and 3 pennies, and he had a piece of paper that said, "Dear Friends and Gentle Hearts," was in his pocket. It sounded like a beginning of a song.
Yeah.
But he did have some success. You remember the group in the 60s and then went through the 70s and started back in 76 and are still going, called the New Christy Minstrels?
Yes, remember well.
You know why they're called the New Christy Minstrels?
Was there an old Christy Minstrel?
The original Christy Minstrels were contemporaries of Stephen Foster, and they specialized in his music. As a matter of fact, probably the biggest payday he ever got, they paid $15,000 for the song "Old Folks at Home."
Oh, my goodness.
And they had the exclusive rights to perform it in minstrel shows and so forth. And fascinating story about them as well. But you know what you've already named what the other title to that song is, "Old Folks at Home," what it's better known as. You remember what you just said?
I didn't say anything.
Didn't you say Suwannee River?
Yeah, I did.
That's "Old Folks at Home" is the actual title.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, when you're talking about titles and songs, why are they allowed to have the music of a song and change the words? I have never understood that. It's happened in a lot of songs over the years.
Well, it depends.
You've been an attorney and an entertainer. You should know that.
Well, eventually songs become public domain.
Okay.
And I'm not a copyright attorney. I can't give you all the specifics here, but certainly public domain songs can be performed. But I also believe that if people change it and create a different type of arrangement to it, they can copyright their version, perhaps even if it's not public domain. But don't quote me on that.
As a musician,
call my copyright friends in Nashville.
There are forms or patterns that you play, that three chord songs, four chords, or whatever, that are the same. That pattern is just throughout a lot of popular music. Fast tunes, slow tunes, a lot of rock and roll. They're always got like three chord tunes, and they follow the same patterns. And there's so many songs you can sing the same. You know, guys do it a whole lot. They'll be playing a tune, and they'll switch to another tune, and they'll switch to another tune, but the music will stay the same. It's just the nature of music. There's a limited amount. There's only 12 tones you're working with. That sounds like an astronomical amount of permutations, but there's just so many, like chords and patterns and stuff, and they tend to repeat themselves.
So you can't plagiarize music.
That's the reason it's different between musics and songs. You know, song is the words and music. So
Red River. We were talking about that Saturday.
Well, that's got words to it, and that's all copyright and everything.
Well, you know what's interesting
about... Well, it's public domain now.
What's interesting about country music, I can't recall the other two. They're not coming to me, but what's Kitty Wells' most famous song? It wasn't "God Who Made Honky Tonk."
Honky Tonk Angels, right.
There's two other big country hits that had the exact same tune. What were they? I'm trying to remember them now, but that had the exact same tune.
Can I sleep in your arms tonight, mister? I think that's one of them.
It's an interesting world. I wish I knew all the ins and outs, but...
By the end of the show, we'll remember what it is.
I thought we might do some Stephen Foster.
All right. I love Stephen Foster.
I wish you did Honky Tonk Angel.
Now, he might not have become wealthy in his lifetime, but he sure led the way to a lot of folks who have done very well as professional songwriters. But if your songs are still being sung 150 years after your death, you know you were a songwriter.
Yeah.
How prolific and how poetic he was. Trying a little bit of it.
Yeah, let me pull this.
Now, there's been no rehearsal, our standard practice here, Truman, on this. Is that good?
It's always good, though.
Way down upon the Swanee River, far, far away, that's where my heart is turning ever, that's where the old folks stay. All and down the whole creation, sadly I roam, still longing for the old plantation and for the old folks at home. All the world is sad and dreary everywhere I roam. Oh, darling, how my heart grows weary far from the old folks at home. All round the little farm I'm wandering when I was young. Then many happy days I squandered, many the songs I sung. When I was playing with my brother, happy was I. Oh, take me to my kind old mother, there let me live and die. All the world is sad and dreary everywhere I roam. Oh, darling, how my heart grows weary far from the old folks at home.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, he was unreal. Of course, some of the songs, you have to remember, some of these songs would be politically incorrect today. I changed one word in there because of that. And in this day of Stephen Foster, minstrel shows, especially what they called blackface minstrel shows, which is what the original Christian minstrels were. It was a blackface minstrel group, and they specialized in his tunes. It was a different era, but boy, his melodies and lyrics just still ring to this day. And
when they did those type of shows, were they basically taking the black original songs, the type of black original songs, and put them in their minstrel shows?
Yeah, I think it was a kind of a compilation. As a matter of fact, when I was reading about Stephen Foster last night, he was born in Lawrenceville, Pennsylvania. Went to college for a little while, and it's unclear whether he was kicked out or left, but he never received a college degree. But, of course, he was a natural musician who obviously could read and write music beautifully. But when he went from there, he went to Cincinnati. I'm trying to find the name of this individual. There was a man he met there who was an immigrant from Germany. His name was Kleber. And he also met a blackface minstrel performer. And I'll see if I can find the names I jotted down here in a minute. Oh, Dan Rice. He met Herman Kleber and Dan Rice in Cincinnati. And here's Herman Kleber, this professional composer, and Dan Rice, who's doing all these old original African-American tunes and doing this. And he kind of combined those two genres and became the Stephen Foster type of songs, of minstrel songs that have survived to this day. And so I'd say the answer is yes, and Stephen Foster kind of took it a step further for his time. And but anyway, he's always touched my heart because it's just one of those very sad stories. But boy, and you can see a lot of sadness in his tunes, in his melodies. You can see a lot of sadness in his heart. But
They aren't lilts by any means.
No.
It's about the human condition. He's just really...
the way he's perceiving it himself.
Yeah, he could express it incredibly.
Here's another place he never went. Try it and see. I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee.
Gone to Louisiana, my true love for to see. Rained all night the day I left, the weather it was dry. Sun so hot I froze to death, Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, oh, don't you cry for me. For I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. I had a dream the other night when everything was still. Thought I saw Susanna, dear, a-coming down the hill. Buckwheat cake was in her mouth, a tear was in her eye. She says, I'm coming from the south, Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, oh, don't you cry for me. For I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee.
Pretty good.
Hadn't that survived all the years?
Yeah. And it's awesome. Alabama, nothing makes any sense.
No, yeah. No. A banjo. Yeah. Come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. I guess that means what? He's playing one.
Right. Well, he's sitting down, too. Kind of like Uncle Dave making a little bit.
Well, one time he
was riding that wagon and playing that band.
That was kind of a humorous song, though. I like that song.
Yeah.
Oh, he had several like that are funny. He followed his, I don't know all the history, but he followed his brother, I think, to Pittsburgh and some other areas before he moved back to Pennsylvania and eventually New York. But one of the areas he lived was near the, guess what, the Camptown races.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And so when he was very young, he lived near the Camptown races, so it's really no surprise that later on that became a tune. Let's give a flavor of that in B flat.
The Camptown ladies sing this song, doo-da, doo-da. Camptown race is 5 miles long, oh, the doo-da day. Going to run all night, going to run all day. I bet my money on the bobtail nag, somebody bet on the gray. Oh, the long-tailed filly and the big black horse, doo-da, doo-da. Come to a mud aisle, the cut across, oh, the doo-da day. Going to run all night, going to run all day. I bet my money on the bobtail nag, somebody bet on the gray. Well, I went down there and my hat caved in, doo-da, doo-da. Came back home with a pocket full of tin, oh, the doo-da day. I've gone to run all night, going to run all day. Bet my money on the bobtail nag, somebody bet on the bay. Yeah, I bet my money on the bobtail nag, somebody bet on the bay.
And there's actually no longer version.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
but you were kind of taking liberties with some of the words.
Really?
Yeah.
Liberties.
If I remember, it was Gwine to run all.
Gwine.
That's right.
G-W-A-N, Gwine.
Yeah.
That's right. You're right. That's one of those ones.
And on Blazing Saddles, they said doo-dar.
Modern versions have reprinted it as going, but it was Gwine.
What you need to do is take that song and take one of the old Spike Jones's songs and mesh them together.
There you go.
There's another
unique,
great American composer, right?
Yeah.
That would be a unique combination.
Yeah, it would.
Synergy. You know, mentioning this music, the Great American Songbook, which is a part of it, one thing I would love to see, and it's starting to happen in schools, like when we grew up, we would sing these tunes. The teachers, sometime during the day, in the classroom, we would go through these tunes.
Sure,
musical
would.
Appreciation.
Yeah.
I know there's probably some of that going on, I hope, but that's the reason we all remember these songs. These are songs that are part of America. We should be part of our soul.
Maybe you guys should be part of the curriculum that's going on in the schools.
Making Music Days, Uncle Dave Making Days, Gloria Christie and all the folks, they've been doing some things at Bradley Academy, and I played one of those and helped them with it some. It's incredible. And the kids, they've never heard this music.
A
lot of them. And they just come alive, They just have a biggest time with it. So it's an important thing.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with John and Ava.
Bud's Tire has been helping Rutherford County with tires, oil changes, brakes, and more since 1987. This is Kay Mitchell, and even though we opened Bud's Tire in 1987, Bud started changing tires with his father next to the old hardware store in the 1950s. Just as it was true in the 50s, it is still true today. At Bud's Tire, you will always get friendly customer service. Visit Bud's Tire on the Old Woodbury Highway or call us at 896-TIRE. That's 896-8473.
How many avenues have you taken but still keep coming back to the road asking yourself, how do I find my purpose in life? Have you ever set goals for yourself and lacked that extra oomph to see them through? If not, it's time to start. If so, what has kept you from achieving them? I'm Jean Jenkins, and I'm a certified Christian life coach. I can help you find your passion and purpose, help you attain them, and hold you accountable. Maybe you lack the self-esteem to do any of the above. I have the desire to help you see your worth, passions, and goals in life. Through life coaching, you can build a greater self-esteem so you can approach life with a determination to pursue your goals with inspiration and a burning desire to achieve them. You'll expand your possibilities through accountability. In the end, you'll be inspired, motivated, and willing to step out of that box that's constrained you so you can reach your goals with a greater love for yourself. For more info, go to findingyou.com. That's findingewe.com. You can't take care of other things until you take care of yourself. Start off the year by investing in you.
Weather-Eye.
We'll see sunny skies this afternoon, a high in the lower 50s, and northeast winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, we'll see a low around 30. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 36.
Know a young volunteer aged 6 to 18 making a difference in the community? Nominate them for the Coles Cares Scholarship Program. Winners will receive up to $10,000 in scholarships, so don't wait. Nominations are open now through March 14th. Visit ColesKids.com for details.
Northside Healthcare provides two levels of care. Intermediate care for patients who need around-the-clock care, and skilled care for patients requiring therapy services.
People are not staying in the hospital as long as they used to. That's where we come in. If you're not quite ready to go home, you can come here. We're able to give you that attention that you need specifically designed by the doctor.
I do get good care here.
Northside Healthcare on East MTCS Drive beside Middle Tennessee Christian School.
Premier Six Theater on Broad and Jackson Heights, showing all of your favorite movies. Call their hotline, 896-4100, or go seeamovie.com. Popcorn pop fresh daily. Their movie hotline, 896-4100, or go seeamovie.com. Premier Six on Broad and Jackson Heights.
The Truman Show on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.
Do another verse. B flat. Camptown ladies sing the song, doo-da, doo-da. Camptown race tech, my, five mile long. Oh, the doo-da day. Yeah. Going to run all night, going to run all day. I bet my money on the bobtail nag, somebody bet on the bay. Well, I come down here with my hat caved in, doo-da, doo-da. I go back with my pocket full of tin. Oh, the doo-da day, going to run all night. Going to run all day. I bet my money on the bobtail nag. Somebody bet on the bay. You know what?
What?
Somebody bet on the bay.
Say again.
Somebody bet on the bay. That must have been they won.
Well, yeah. We lost.
The bobtail nag. I was so focusing to get the gwine right, I missed up the verse before that.
We need to let everybody know that all the messing up is going on in the last half of the show is brought to you by Metal Max Roofing and Siding. It's located at 900 Captain Joe Fulton Drive, just off Middle Tennessee Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. And metal roofs are not only beautiful, they're resistant to wind damage, roof rust, and some are less expensive than asphalt shingles. They offer factory direct pricing, so you can buy your roofing and siding materials straight from the manufacturer without the middleman. Go by and see their friendly staff today and let them show you over 20 different colors of Metal Max Roofing and Siding. Give them a call today at 494-1693, 494-1693. Visit them on the website, www.metalmax.com. Of course, we're here with Mr. John Blankenship and Avent Lane. And
Fumbling and bumbling around.
You guys can do anything. I believe that you could sit down and play all day, and the audience would never leave. I mean, it's just, I noticed that they were coming and nobody was going over at Woodbury Saturday. And it's going to be the same thing at the Readable Mill.
Well, you know, it's funny. People ask, what kind of music do we play? And it's really hard to describe.
Yeah.
We do everything from old rock and roll, like we did Roll Over Beethoven, to...
Yeah, we did that the other day. I forgot.
Date back to, you know, 150 years ago. And
patriotic
everything
songs.
In between.
Nonsense songs.
We'll call it Americana for lack of a better.
And John does his original stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you missed one of the original tunes. You had to leave and go to the ball game. But
yeah.
I was listening to Dan Whittle's show last Friday, and that young banjo player was
great.
Yeah.
But he was talking about his grandfather.
Thurman.
Who was with him. What was
Thurman. Yeah, Thurman Mullins.
And Dan said, Thurman Mullins had a great face for radio. And I was just aghast he said such a thing. So we after you left,
I thought Thurman looked pretty good myself.
Yeah, well, we told Dan that, I was talking to him, he was sitting at a table right beside us there. And I said, Dan, you know, you got a pretty good face for radio yourself, you know. And so we sang him one of our original tunes called... Something Really Bad Is Happening to My Face.
Uh-oh.
And you missed that. But
I'm sorry.
It's an aging song.
I'm so sorry I missed that one.
It's an aging song.
Yeah.
Oh, I may have been remiss earlier on the Smoke on the Mountain Homecoming. Let me get you the dates on that. It's June 13th through 29th, those 3 weekends.
Oh, wow. Great.
Yeah, June 13th through
29th. Have to make sure I make them.
So we'll get more on the radio, I hope, on that.
That means I got to fix your bass.
Yeah, you got to fix my upright.
He's got an upright bass.
I got a big cello. I own one of those, Truman.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Can't play it, but it looks good sitting in the corner of my
music
room.
Boat.
Make a good weapon, too.
Yeah.
Even has had to fix it. It's come apart. This will be the second time.
I'm going to toenail it now.
I don't know where he gets clamps big enough to glue it back together, but he does.
Yeah. And make up some special ones for that puppy.
You got to play it once you get it back together and make sure it works.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And then you got to teach me how to play it, just a real simple tune again. Give me a refresher course.
Tell me, when you got songs like Stephen Foster has written, which is a ton of them, there's no way you could get them all in 3 or 4 hours. Who gets the royalties off of those songs?
Well, these are almost all public domain songs. Now, I can't imagine he doesn't have anything that's not public domain, so I don't think there are any royalties. Now, there may be some people who have renewed some copyrights or done variations, but these are definitely... I think around anything that predates around 1927 is going to be in the public domain, which means it's free to be performed without royalty. And as you know, this next song is on our CD, Hard Times Come Again No More, which is one of my favorite Stephen Foster songs. And Avent was just talking about it. This had to have been written by someone who had a lot of hard times in his life.
Yeah.
Just the title alone,
Hard Times. Well, everybody has hard times sometime or another, and this tune is so dead on target to the emotion that you're having at that time.
And it's just, but the lyrics, the way he could show, that's why I consider him a poet and a composer. A lot of the modern successful teams of songwriters and lyricists for movies and Broadway productions were duos. One would write Rodgers and Hammerstein.
You're right.
One would write the music and one would write the lyrics. Stephen Foster wrote both, and incredible phraseology he had. But this song, again, it's on our CD. It's a public domain song written in 1854, called Hard Times Come Again No More. But, boy, just interesting phraseology here by someone who had to have, I think, Avent more than his share of hard times, though, in his life. Try and see?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears while we all sup sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger
forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered round my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. While we seek mirth and beauty and music light and gay, there are frail forms fainting at the door. Though their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times, come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times, come again no more. There's a pale, drooping maiden who toils her life away with a worn heart whose better days are o'er. Though her voice would be merry, 'tis sighing all the day. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered round my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis a sigh that is wafted across the troubled wave. 'Tis a wail that is heard upon the shore. 'Tis a dirge that is murmured around the lowly grave. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. Oh, hard times come again no more.
Oh, great job.
Wow. What a great
Puts
song.
Me in a set of depression.
Man. But he's begging for hard times to come again no more.
Oh, I don't blame him.
Mm-mm.
Of course, you guys know Larry Ralston.
I know what you're getting ready to say. Because I went to the movie the other night, and Larry told me about this.
Well, we're going to tell everybody.
We'll tell everybody now, because I was impressed, and I'm going to be watching.
Larry and Priscilla Ralston's son, Spencer Ralston, is making his acting debut on How I Met Your Mother. That's Channel 5 tonight at 7 o'clock. And if you can't be there at 7, set your recording on so that you can watch this, because this is one of our local people, and you need to be aware of the great talent that he has. That's Spencer Ralston, that's Larry and Priscilla Ralston's son, tonight at 7 o'clock on Channel 5, and the name of the show is How I Met Your Mother. And I'll have my TV on,
well,
I guarantee
cool.
you.
That's
yeah.
So it
cool.
is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to see that movie, Lone Survivor.
Great movie.
And
tough movie.
Larry was taking my ticket over there, premiere, and he actually said he listens to your show every day and was complimentary of us when times we were on, so I was very appreciative of that. But we struck up a conversation, and he was telling me all about Spencer. And I'm going to tell my son Joe, who's an actor, and my wife mm-hmm. Pat, who's always interested in those kind of things, and my whole family and all my contacts to be watching, because that's going to be exciting.
I bet he won't be at Premiere 6 tonight. What do you say? I bet he'll be in front of the TV.
I kind
of
think so.
Yeah, they're not. He never, ever misses a movie over there at Premiere 6. Of course, he's the one that's there making sure that everybody's taken care of and does a tremendous job. And you can't beat Larry. And what a fine family. And we should support them. Everybody should have their TV on at 7 o'clock on Channel 5 tonight.
Absolutely.
And we also got another thing going on March the 5th, which is a Wednesday. Brandon and Catherine Witt, that's John L. Beatty's daughter and son-in-law, is going to be receiving a new General Motors truck. And that is on that day, starting at 10 a.m., and that's over at the Beatty Farms, which is located at 5331 Baker Road here in Murfreesboro. That's 5331 Baker Road in Murfreesboro. And he's the Young Farmer of the Year the nation. Can you imagine that?
That's great.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh,
and I think the Rutherford County Farm Bureau is going to be there and make sure that everything is taken care of. So
when is that?
It's going to be Wednesday, March the 5th, 10 a.m., 10:30, and then they're going to have prayer and lunch at 11 a.m. So that's at the Beatty Farm. So everybody, if you can, go over there and congratulate.
That's a wonderful thing.
What a great honor that was.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah. So what else are we going to do with Stephen today?
Well, depending on what you let us do.
Yeah. It's your show.
I'd mentioned earlier, with just a couple more tunes. This is one that Allison Krauss has a beautiful recording of, so I won't do justice
to
it.
I love to hear her sing.
But my theory on this, I think it's the most beautiful lullaby written to a child. It's from the mother's point of view singing, but so I'm going to sing it anyway, or part of it, and try to do it fairly well. Or some of it. My theory is that when Stephen Foster's wife and daughter left him, that I have to feel like that was an inspiration and write this song. I don't know that, have no information about that, but it's just.
So it's going to be a happy song this time.
Well, no, it is. I mean, I think it's a beautiful. Man, you're talking about the love of a mother for a child or a parent for a child, and I see a mother singing this over a sleeping child and. Mm-hmm. Blessing her and hope and wishing and bestowing life's blessings on this child, and so we'll try some of it. I'm not sure how to do it. I hadn't done it in a long time. Slumber, my darling, thy mother is near, guarding thy dreams from all terror and fear. Sunlight has passed and the twilight has gone. Slumber, my darling, the night's coming on. Slumber, my darling, the birds are at rest, wandering dews by the flowers are caressed. Slumber, my darling, I'll wrap thee up warm and pray that the angels will shield thee from harm. Sweet visions attend thy sleep, fondest, dearest to me. While others their revels keep, I will watch over thee. Slumber, my darling, till dawn's blushing ray brings to the world the glad tidings of day. Fill the dark void with thy dreamy delight. Slumber, thy mother will guard thee tonight. Thy pillow shall sacred be from all outward alarms. Thou art the world to me. In thine innocent charms,
Slumber, my darling, the birds are at rest. Wandering dews by the flowers are caressed. Slumber, my darling, I'll wrap thee up warm and pray that the angels will shield thee from harm.
That's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, wow. Well,
great.
Wish I could do it justice. But
You did it well. That's
what
great. I love that. That's beautiful.
And that was written after they had left?
Yeah, that's my understanding. I think the song was written only a couple years before his death. I think it was after they had left. And again, I'll have to put the history together again. But
man, if that doesn't move you, you don't have any soul at all.
Wow. Beautiful, beautiful tune.
He seems like he concentrates on the emotions and probably his own as he's writing. Of course, I don't know where Captown Races would fit in.
Right. Well, I guess I relate to him, not even suggesting I'm the songwriter he was, but this mix of kind of humorous and, you know, upbeat, jovial, really kind of funny songs with these awesome, beautiful melodies and tunes that are so moving and so touching. Man, he covered the gamut. So we owe a lot of, as modern American music traces all the way back to Stephen Foster. I think that's why he's called the father of American music.
I think the next one that you're going to be singing is one of my favorites because it does offer hope in the song. I mean, it has a lot of positive things that go on in it, but the sound of it is just absolutely unbelievable. I think Bugs Bunny sung it once in one of his cartoons.
Absolutely.
I believe that's right.
Great American.
Yeah, Great American. He certainly was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you got something you got to do there, or is it?
I did want to mention R.T. again. R.T. Williams is the one that you were talking about
that had the
banjo. You know how much he paid for that banjo?
I think Dan told me it was around $8,000 or $10,000.
$8,000.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons I never learned to play the banjo.
Well, that's one of the reasons I'm not a professional musician.
Grandpa can afford it.
Yeah.
Well,
but R.T. Williams and Thea Tippin and Melvin Kearney are going to be at the Stones River Country Club on Saturday, March the 22nd. And that is to promote the Fisher House and also to make money for the Fisher House. You know, it's really doing well, and the people here in Rutherford County in this area have really supported it, and it's going great guns, and I think it's just about full right now, and the people are taking advantage of it, and thank goodness that people are finally waking up and doing some things for our veterans that we should have been doing for a long, long time.
Absolutely.
So just want to let you know it benefits the Fisher House, and the lunch is at 11:30, and tickets are $30. And there will be shopping there from the boutiques and musical entertainment from these guys. And boy, wouldn't it really be great if you guys were there too?
Whew, I'd be intimidated after I heard RT play. Wow,
RT is the best banjo player I've ever heard, and I've heard some great ones. And
well, the incredible thing is, he only started playing when he was like 10.
When he was 10 years old.
So in 4 years, he has mastered this instrument.
It's unreal. All the great talent that we've got in this community in Middle Tennessee, and it's as good as it is anywhere in the country, and you guys are as good as anywhere.
Where do you think a lot of it came out of, all the music in the country? Around this area.
Yeah. This is the hotbed.
This is the crossroads of all of it.
Yeah, yeah.
The Piedmont blues to the east, Delta blues to the west, the rhythm and blues of the country, North Alabama, Southern, it all comes right through here. It's not just only quote unquote Nashville, it's more of a middle Tennessee, mid South kind of thing.
Yeah, look at all the talent that has come through here.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about all the great songwriters and Al Capone and all those people.
Yeah,
I mean,
what a songwriter.
Yeah.
He always had a saying, vote early and vote a lot.
Yeah. You know, they used to call Murfreesboro years ago Little Chicago.
You know what? We need to delve into that more. I may make some people nervous, though. I don't know if we are.
I don't think so.
Well, yeah, it's been long enough, you know.
Yeah.
I better shut up.
I've never heard that, so y'all got to
Oh, you never heard that?
Y'all need to educate
And you know there's some folks still living that know some great stories. They need to come, out and tell those stories about Little Shy.
Yeah.
Little Shy. The Dixie Highway.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. We're going to get... What are you doing, Johnny? Are you rewriting the song?
I'm reminding myself how to play it. It's been so long. Yeah. You know, this song was introduced after Stephen Foster's death. He didn't hear to hear, didn't live to hear this one played. But
do you know who recorded it the first time?
No, wait a minute. No, explain that. This wasn't written till after he died.
Is it was released. It was released, published after his death.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I wanted to clarify that.
That happens a lot. You know, Jim Reeves' number one hit in England wasn't.
So I could be famous after I die.
You can. Jim Reeves had that song "Distant Drums" released in England 2 years after his death, and it beat out "Yellow Submarine."
Oh wow!
Several Beatle tunes as number ones. I mean, you can "Distant Drums," but
and "Yellow Submarine." I've got a great classic song.
I've got a Marty Robbins album, which was really Truman just an outtake, a set of outtakes that weren't released, and it's just Marty Robbins and the guitar.
Oh wow!
I'm gonna let you hear his version of this, and you'll be you'll be blown away.
All right.
Not me, but by him. But I'll loan you my album, "Beautiful Dreamer." Beautiful dreamer, wake unto me. Starlight and dewdrops are waiting for thee. Sounds of the rude world heard in the day, lulled by the moonlight, have all passed away. Beautiful dreamer, queen of my song, list while I woo thee with soft melody. Gone are the cares of life's busy throng. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me. Beautiful dreamer, out on the sea, mermaids are chanting the wild lorelei. Over the streamlet, vapors are born, waiting to fade at the bright coming morn. Beautiful dreamer, beam on my heart, e'en as the morn on the streamlet and sea. Then will the clouds of all sorrow depart. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me. Only messed up a couple of times.
I think you did really, really well. I love
that song.
You know, one thing about all of Stephen Foster's music, teachers, music teachers and folks teach a lot of the new stuff that you learn how to play. If you want to learn how to play music, you know, people always ask me, even, how do you learn how to play? Yeah, well, if you want to, you'll learn. That's the big thing. You teach yourself as much as the teacher teaching you. But the thing is, these songs are so instrumental, no pun intended, in getting you to be able to play songs, because they have those changes, those that I'm talking about, that permeate music. And they're pleasing. They make your heart feel good. They're the right stuff. And it's like some of the first things I learned to play when I started out playing was beautiful dreamer and hard times and things like that.
Did you learn by the old sheet music or that music that does the do re mi, the new?
Any which way. This stuff's all been published in any kind of form out there that you can learn it any which way. But usually it's the simple thing of playing guitar starting out. You learn how to play the chords. We pick out three chords. You pick out a song. You learn that song. You sing it and you play it. And these are the tunes to do that.
But is it in a kind of like athletes? Some people are born to be athletes. They have great speed, size, everything. Is that the same thing with musicians? Because I know a lot of them have, just like R.T. Williams, he's 14 years old and he's got an ear. And I have a couple of people in my family that have had that type of talent. It's just unreal how... It doesn't make any sense how somebody can pick up a guitar or a trumpet or whatever, hear the sound, and emulate it to perfection. It's just unreal.
Well, there's no question that some folks have an innate talent. I mean, we child prodigies go back as far as we can think. Think of Mozart.
Yeah.
You know,
there's
people that wrote
savant
these
factor that goes on. There's some people that it's just there.
R.T. Williams, I'd put him in that category. He's a prodigy. He's going.
Yeah,
but
he was
far.
Playing by ear, and then they felt like it was best for him to be able to read music and relate it. I guess that is. But
anybody,
you know, there's still a lot of country music great stars that cannot read music.
Well, anybody can learn to play.
There's a lot of classically trained musicians who cannot play by ear.
Elaine
Winters, our dear friend and compadre in our music group, is one of those rare ones, I think, who plays, you know, can read music.
She comes from a legitimate school of music
and play by ear just about anything. You saw her Saturday.
Yeah.
We did a couple of tunes. We did a couple of tunes Saturday we had never played before, and she just took off on them. Just incredible.
Well, I've been playing 50 years, and I come from the illegitimate school of music. I learned the ear and everything, fought the battle. I'd play a lick and go, oh, that didn't work. Well, next time around, I tried. Mm-hmm.
Trial and error.
You know, and that is a... It's really, well, I was ignorant. I didn't realize, and I was lazy. It was so hard to work at it. Like, but I've learned that the place to be, the ultimate place to be as a musician, is have that feel, that ear, and also that knowledge, that theory, and all that. You can, and I tell kids, they'll ask me, well, I said, get lessons and learn as much as you can, theory and all that, because you'll get up to speed a lot faster. If I had done that, I'd be 15 years down the road in my abilities. I mean, I can play, but I'm not where I would like to be. I guess if you're an artist or you claim to be an artist, you're never really satisfied. But I'm saying education.
Here comes a man with a sign. Here comes a man with a sign.
So important.
I bet I know what it says.
Well, yeah, I bet I do too. But one thing I wanted to say is, music, unfortunately, is like everything else. You go through your styles from one generation to the other. But at some point, you know, people need to look at the really, really great music over the years that has a little bit of class to it. And the songs, you listen to the music, you listen to the words, And it all comes together. It has great meaning to it.
You don't know where you're going if you don't know where you've been.
Right.
And I tell kids, you know, that a lot of times they won't listen to anything more than 10 years old. I was the same way. When the Beatles was out, I wouldn't listen to anything.
Yeah.
But now Beatles
sign.
Are classic music.
You better show Avent that sign.
But the doo-wop, I mean.
They need to.
It's happening. Well, unfortunately.
Roll in my sweet baby's arm. Go, Truman, talk us out here.
I'm going to let you guys. We'll see you guys in the morning at 9 o'clock. We're going to have another great show. Have Craig Tucker on. So keep listening to this great music.
Oh, where were you last Friday night?
Not telling.
Why I was lying in jail. You was walking the streets with another man. Wouldn't even go my bail. Yeah, I'm rolling my sweet baby's arms. Rolling my sweet baby's arms. I'll just lay around the shack till the mail train come back. Rolling my sweet baby's arms.